Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because we are designed to live out an extraordinary life. I am Catherine Lang, your encourager extraordinaire, because I know the power of encouragement. I know the strength that encouragement provides, not only for the one giving the encouragement, but for the one receiving the encouragement, and then back around the other way. So when I give encouragement, I receive courage from the giving of that encouragement. Invest in encouragement. I try to look for an opportunity to encourage and support and motivate others every chance that I get. Even in the grocery line, I like to be an encouragement to others, because I know that if I go in looking for an opportunity to be an encouragement to others, I begin to be encouraged in my own journey as well. The more I focus on being a blessing to other people, the less I am focused on any of the struggles that I may be going through in my own life. I begin to see things differently. I begin to open up opportunities that wouldn't have been there because I change my perspective. I change my focus. When I stop doing nothing and I do something for someone else, then I motivate myself to do even more. Many years ago, I was asked to make something for a baby shower at church, and the individual that they were hosting the baby shower for wasn't the most popular person in church or the most popular person in the community. And the weekend before, they had had a baby shower for someone who was in a position of authority. And they had lavished the baby shower with all sorts of amazing foods. And all they wanted for this one was like mince and punch. And I just couldn't imagine just mince and punch for a baby shower. So I went all out. Even though I had two toddlers in the house, I was focused on being a blessing to this young lady at her baby shower. I was focused on doing the best that I could do and going even beyond the best that I could do. So I prepared all of this food for the baby shower, and I put together a very nice setup and even had different tablecloths and different levels, so it really gave it a bit of power behind the display. And I was so excited for her. And what I found was that in doing all of this and focusing on her, I was able to get a lot more done around my own house because I was already doing. And I wasn't thinking about how it was an imposition or it was a problem or it was a difficulty. Even in my own life, I wasn't worried about what I wasn't doing. I was so focused on the doing. That is what happens when I begin to move from where I am to focused on someone else. I take away the energy from the worry. Worry can't show up when I'm focused on doing for someone else. It's almost like a split personality kind of situation. I can't think about that because I'm focused on this. Now that I think about it that way, I run into that in my own life. When I'm writing or working on a project and I'm really intently working on it, and my husband comes in and says something to me or asks me a question, I almost have to stop for a few minutes and shift gears. I have to say, I have to get from this focus to what he's saying so I can really truly think about what he's saying. Well, when I am focused on doing for someone else, then I am taking the focus from myself and from my own walk or my own problems or my own issues, and I'm putting all of my focus on being a blessing to the other person. And it changes my focus. It changes my perspective. It allows me to accomplish something. It gets me going, even if I was not going before. And what's amazing is that the law of inertia says an object in motion stays in motion. So if I'm already in motion doing for someone else, then when I'm done doing for them, I'm in motion. So it's easier for me to do for myself. So there are a lot of benefits for myself for being a blessing to another person when I'm not even trying to get anything out of being that blessing. When I was cooking the food for the baby shower and preparing the food for the baby shower, I wasn't thinking about what I was going to get out of it. I wasn't thinking about starting a catering business. I wasn't thinking about, being the top person for the baby showers in the days to come. All I was thinking about is being a blessing to this one person in this one time, in this one place. And it took the focus off of me long enough to allow me to accomplish something for her, and in doing so, to open up the door for me to be able to get more done in my own journey. It's not just about doing something for others. It's about doing something for others that is not an immediate benefit for me. And when I do something for others that's not an immediate benefit for me, then I begin to open up even more in my own life. There is almost no way to be a blessing to others and not receive a blessing and a benefit in my own journey. It's kind of like trying to be an encouragement to others and not receiving encouragement yourself, or smiling at someone and not feeling the warmth, well up in you. When I do something for others, in turn, I'm doing something for myself. The more that we invest in doing and going, and the more we take action, the closer we're going to get to all that we're designed to do and to be. But it's going to require action. And here's what's amazing is sometimes it's not even the action that I'm doing for myself. It's not even the action that I thought I was going to take. Sometimes it's the action for others that propels me to that next level, that moves me in the next direction. I sat down to start marking things off my to-do list, and I got that phone call. And it always, for me, happens right when I get my focus in line. You know, someone calls and says, I need. Well, in this case, a friend of mine had a major issue happen. And I, even though I had a solid list of to-dos, I dropped everything I was doing and focused on her and went above and beyond in order to be a blessing and a benefit, not just for her, but for her family. Because when I am willing to invest in others, it doesn't deplete my ability to invest in me when I'm truly doing it from that heart of compassion, from that heart of desire to help. When I am looking to be the light on the hill, and not so much when I'm trying to find out, if I invest in you, what are you going to do for me? You know, trying to reciprocate or cause a reciprocation of some sort. I'm just investing because I know that that's what's needed right then. And when I am struggling in my own journey, when I reach out and do something for someone else, it kind of propels me even more. So I need, if I'm going to drive my action, if I'm going to grow the hope in my life that's going to drive me forward and push me to where I want to be, I'm going to have to take time to invest in others and to do something for someone else. Because when I'm doing something for others, it changes my focus. I stop looking at what I can't do or what I'm not doing, and I begin to start thinking of how I can help, How can I be a blessing? What more can I do for you? And just this one shift stops the power of worry and the power of problems, because they no longer have the attention they need in order to thrive. So when I do for someone else, it changes my focus. When I'm doing something for others, it changes my perspective. And I begin moving my attention from where I am, or where I'm not going, or where I'm not. Usually that's the issue that I have. And I begin to see where you are and how to get you moved forward, or how to push you to that next level. And when I start helping you see where you're going, I begin to see where I'm going as well. Because in changing my perspective, it allows me to see things the way I wasn't looking at them before. When you have that problem that you can't figure out, when you change the perspective just a little bit, sometimes that's all you need to see the answer that's been there all along. So when I do something for others, I shift that perspective and it begins to open up a world of possibilities. When I do something for others, it accomplishes something, and this boosts my motivation. I love being able to check things off my to-do list, but I often don't. I make a list of to-dos, and then I do to do something else. So I have a list of to-dos that I didn't do, and I used to just keep adding to it, and then I ran out of notebook paper. So now I just start over every day, and I usually only put 3 to 5 things on my to-do list that I really want to accomplish and to do. But here's the thing. At the end of my day, when I'm reviewing what I have done and what I have not done, instead of saying, what did I not do? I have a place to write out my wins. So I had my targets for the day, my three to five main to-dos that I wanted to accomplish. But at the end of the day, I don't say, okay, I did that, that means I won. I come up with my own wins, and oftentimes, my win is a focus on someone else. Because when I'm doing for someone else, I build up that motivation, that inspiration, that courage, so that I can then move on and do stuff for myself. I've accomplished something. I checked it off. It's done. So when I do something for others, it boosts my own motivation. And when I do something for others, it gets me up and gets me going. Because there's nothing worse than settling in and then not being able to go again. And as a mom, most of the time, my getting up and going starts again when I get up and do something for my kids. So getting up and getting going gets me up and gets me going, even though I was doing it for someone else. And finally, doing something for others makes room for me to keep doing, because back to that law of inertia. Once I start going and doing, then I have the momentum I need to do something more. Once I have accomplished what I needed to do for you, then I have the sense of accomplishment, I've done something, and the energy and the motivation and the momentum to do even more for my own journey. See, doing something for someone else may sound like it's completely counterintuitive to getting things done, but it turns out that the more I do for others, the more I have the energy to do for myself as well. I have the energy, I have the motivation, I have the focus, because I invested first in you. And when I invest in you, then I make the way to get done what I need to get done for me. I am so much stronger when I have a tight grasp on hope. Hope is truly one of the most igniting action words that there is, because when hope is instilled into a heart, it makes room for everything. Everything else becomes possible, because hope is there residing and growing and becoming more. And that's what I want to do when I am investing in other people. I want to leave a little seed of hope in their day. Leave a little seed of hope in the activity or the action that I shared. It may seem that when I take time out to do for others, that I'm stealing away from myself. But it's like I said earlier, it's like blessings. When I invest in others, it comes back to me. Everything that I pour in comes back when I do it in a truly giving heart, when it is about doing for others and not about what I'm going to get out of it. When I am not going into the offering with, you know, a parade and signs saying, hey, look at her, isn't she great and wonderful? But when I'm going like the widow with the two mites and I'm just dropping them in when nobody's looking, that is the kind of investment that we are called to do in others. And when we make that kind of investment in others, when we do something for others in that way, then it comes back to us. We find that we have more time, we have more energy, we have more resources because we are invested in the lives of others. Ultimately, we're called to do two things. We're called to love God, and through that love of God and in God, we love others. And when we get those two right, everything else falls in line. In Galatians 6:2, Paul charges us to carry one another's burdens because this is how we fulfill the law of Christ. This is how we show Christ to the world, not in how great and wonderful we are, but in what we are invested in with others, what we are doing for others. That's what shows the world Christ. In Luke 6:38, Jesus says that we are to give and it will be given to us. That when we give with that heart of, you know, I'm giving it to you, not because of what you're going to give me, but I'm just giving it to you, then it comes back to you. And it's not just going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So just imagine, you know, if you've ever baked, and you're putting brown sugar in a cup, you can get a little bit of brown sugar in the cup, but then you press it down, and then you keep pressing it down, and then you keep pressing it down until it almost is a solid block. And then you're going to not only do that, but we're gonna pile it up on top. So that's how the giving comes back to us. It comes pressed down, shaken together, running over, no space left. Because that is the kind of multiplication that we're dealing with. When I'm giving, then it comes back even more than I could have imagined. Paul says in Philippians 2:4, it's not just about looking out for ourselves. We have to be invested in others. We have to be looking out for others. Look, this journey is all about relationships. Again, love God, and through that love, we love others. So that means I have to be invested in you. I have to be invested in him. I have to be invested in her because that is my design. My design is to be a blessing to the people that I encounter. I'm called to do something for others. It's not just about me. In Matthew 7:12, Jesus says, in everything that you're doing, treat others the way you want them to treat you. This is the essence of the law. This is the writings of prophets. This is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When I am so focused on doing for you and being a blessing to you, then I move out of the realm of focus any problems or any issues that might be trying to crowd on me and keep me from walking out the path that I'm designed to walk out. Solomon talked about it this way. He said, a generous man, and this is from Proverbs 11:25-26. He says, a generous man is going to be prosperous and enriched. In other words, it's going to come back to him. When I am doing what it is God designed me to do, it's going to come back. But if I'm holding back, if I'm not doing what I'm designed to do, then I'm going to be a curse, not a blessing. We're designed to be a blessing. We're designed to do for others. I grow up hope in my life, and I drive the action for my journey. When I am purposefully invested in doing something for you. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.